Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We're looking forward to having your dialogue and discussion as we continue to face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion as we talk about the issue we're talking about today, the China policy in America. The China policy in America. Or should we call it this way? Christian persecution coming to America. As though it were not already here, by the way. But as we look at the biblical record and understand what the scripture says, that all that love Christ Jesus are going to suffer persecution. In fact, the text reads, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. And so we ought not to be surprised when we see these things coming about. In fact, may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, as we see them coming about, we need to rejoice in the realization and the recognition that we live in an era when God's allowing us to see His Word leap right off the pages of the Bible and into the public domain. In the realization from the Christian standpoint that God's still on the throne, God's still in control, and nothing is going to take place that is not that which is under the control of God Himself. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth, in 17:17, that is. And in 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. So when we look at the scripture, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that Jesus Christ himself, which is God come into flesh, and God's word is the Bible, and it is Jesus Christ, the Logos of God, the word of God, that is truth. And we need to recognize in society in which we're living in today, truth is not sought after. Truth is rejected. Truth is not viewed as being viable and valuable and determinative of what we do as a people. But may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it shouldn't surprise us. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that back in 1947, in writing of his dystopian novel, that fiction novel called 1984, George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We're finding that to be very, very true today. It is not sought after, not looked for. It is something that is rejected and refused in the society in which we're living in. This is the reason it's so important for us to understand that Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And that's what I believe we need to recognize today more than ever before, the need, ladies and gentlemen, to speak the truth, to live the truth, to love the truth, to learn the truth. By the way, you won't learn the truth by turning on the Communist Network News. You won't learn the truth by listening to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, or any of the others in the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party called the Democrats today. It is the farthest thing. And by the way, many that are in the Republican Party, the same category, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to be fair to both sides of the aisle, if you will. But it's the need to seek the truth today more than ever before. and stand for the truth. And I believe we're getting closer and closer to the day and the era when, as we stand for truth, our lives will be absolutely on the limb, as the old cliche goes. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has the staff to answer your questions about professional lawn care and the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole there with Old Glory flowing 24/7. The intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the flagpole with the flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, China's policy coming to America. So what is the China policy? What's taking place in China today? Ladies and gentlemen, China continues in full force to put into full effect their attempt to wipe out Christianity in the nation of China. Now, you might think, well, that's not unusual. That's been happening for years. It's increasing at exponential rate today in China. China is, ladies and gentlemen, doing everything possible to prevent the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from going forth. For years now, they've been demolishing churches, taking down crosses, removing anything that would be considered a steeple that's recognized as a Christ-centered organization and or a place where the gospel is preached. I'm looking at an article that says Chinese government advances efforts to wipe out Christianity by removing Bibles and Bible apps, Christian WeChat, that's WeChat application. Article reads in part, the Chinese government has taken further steps to remove religious materials from the hands of Christians as the communist regime strives to eliminate the Christian faith community. Chinese Christian Fellowship of Righteousness advised that some Christian WeChat accounts, including Gospel League, Life Quarterly, are no longer offered online. Users receive the following message when they attempt to gain access. Now listen to this and think of some of the things we're seeing in America with social media and what they're doing to prevent access and prevent any communication of truth to go forth. And even in America today, where we're finding with the social media, they are blocking anything, most everything, that will talk about Christ, anything that will talk about the truth, anything that will reject the vaccination push that's in America and the false, phony, stolen election. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast, by the way, today. This article says, users receive the following message when they attempt to gain access. Quote, we receive report that this account violates the Internet User Public Policy Account Information Services Management provisions, and its account has been blocked and suspended. Additionally, Bible apps, we're talking about in China, ladies and gentlemen, Bible apps have been eliminated from Chinese app store and hard copy versions of the Bible are no longer available to be purchased online. A rising number of booksellers and bookstores affiliated with the state-sanctioned Three Selves Church have been selling books that promote the Christian Communist Party, CCP, and the president of China. China has a long history of persecuting and oppressing religious minorities. Christians have also been targets of violence as well, with church buildings being crushed and destroyed. The Communist Chinese Communist Party has gone as far as indoctrinating children by telling them that Christianity is a dark religion. The CBN's FaithWire has reported under the regime regulations of religious affairs, school children have been trained for years to report, to snitch, if you will, on any family member who espouses Christian views. And the Chinese government is escalating its efforts to groom young people in China to have the right ideas and thoughts that are anchored in atheism, not Christianity. In one case, a child found a found a Christian booklet in his home and became anxious. And because his teacher warned that Christianity is an evil cult, then he gave the book and turned it in and turned his parents in for having the book in the home. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're saying that can't come to America. Perhaps you're saying that won't happen in America. Perhaps you're thinking that's a distant nation and it doesn't matter with me and America. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. What you see taking place in China today, what's already been happening for years in North Korea, what's been taking place in Venezuela, what's happening in Russia and other communist nations, is on the fast track today, ladies and gentlemen, for the United States of America. And there are a lot of folks today that disbelieve that, disavow that, discredit that, and say that is conspiracy theory and that is not right because it's not happening in America. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see what's happening with the Biden administration and the hand in glove with big tech and the censorship of what's taking place in the United States of America today, it should cause every Christian to sit up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen before it's eternally too late. Perhaps you wonder why, ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese government is involved in doing what it's doing, and should it be of concern for America and the American interest. It's very, very simple, ladies and gentlemen, because the Biden administration today, now putting forth and putting into practice using some of the very same methodology now used in China, as we see today in China, ladies and gentlemen, people are being watched 24/7. In the nation of China, there's not anything that's secret, not anything that's done on the highways, byways, the hedges, the alleyways, the streets, the street crossings. Everything is under the scrutiny of powerful cameras that's being fed back for the Chinese party, Chinese Communist Party, to view, to watch, and to prosecute and persecute anything that's out of harmony with what's required for the Chinese citizens in the nation of China. Ladies and gentlemen, Chinese citizens, if they want to gain in what is called their social credit system, they will snitch on their neighbors, snitch on moms and dads. They will report their churches if they've gone to a church. They will report anything that's viewed as being antithetical to the government of the nation of China. And the main thing they're using, ladies and gentlemen, is the screening and the scanning by way of the eye, the iris scan, the hand scan, the fingerprinting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to be able to chase, trace, prosecute, and persecute anybody that's out of harmony with it. And China's using what is called the social credit system. The social credit system allows people in China to be free based on their willingness to comply with the Chinese rules, regulations, guidelines, restrictions, and laws. And that's coming to America. Let me just read you a portion of an article, ladies and gentlemen, that should cause us to be vitally concerned as Christians. Listen, perhaps you ask the question, why should we be concerned? Because, ladies and gentlemen, what we see happening in China today, what we see happening in Europe today, what we see taking place there, we are finding it is landing on the shores of the United States of America, being inculcated, instituted, and put into practice by the Biden administration and the Biden administration's different divisions in America today. We'll talk about it further in this broadcast. The Biden administration set up a domestic terrorist unit today. And you might say, well, who are domestic terrorists? Christians, conservatives, those that follow, those that believe, those that have adhered to, those that have voted for and or support President Donald J. Trump. Very simply put, we're going to investigate that in a moment. We're going to look at it and talk about it. We'll also talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening in the five battleground states with the recounting, the reanalysis, the auditing, and the review of the domain voting systems, and with what took place in those five battleground states in relationship to the Biden so-called landslide win. We're rapidly approaching the day when that will be debunked, when that will be diffused, that will be reported as that which is factual, that there was a coup, that the election was a fraud, that Biden was not truly elected by we the people. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the onslaught of what's happening in China taking place in America. Here's an article that says that, listen carefully, China's social credit system invades North America. The date of this article is May 2nd, 2021. China expert Gordon Chang a Gladstone Institute Distinguished Senior Fellow, reports that there are now 60 surveillance cameras watching 30 tables and their occupants at the Hot Pot restaurant in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. They're significant because the images they capture are fed directly to China as part of the more than, listen, 600 million cameras that nation's communist regime has installed and operate to monitor the behavior of everyone. And this article emphasizes it, everyone in China. This article reads, Beijing will at some point be able to assign a social credit score to just about everyone on the face of the globe. Yes, it is true that its officials have yet to overcome the obstacles, mainly bureaucratic, in knitting together China worldwide social credit system for individuals, but it's just a matter of time before they fully succeed in doing so, and it's taking place now in Canada. Much of the West has paid a lot of attention to China's social credit system, hasn't paid much attention to the China social credit system. Their feeds from about 626 million surveillance cameras, smartphone scanners, and other sources that eventually will assign to every person in China a constantly updated score based on observed behaviors. For example, criticizing Chinese president is a social media posting would result in the lowering of an individual score, according to the report. There are consequences for lowered scores individuals. As officials say, the purpose of the system is to allow the trustworthy, listen, to allow the trustworthy citizens to roam everywhere under heaven while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step. People with the lower scores have been denied social services, mortgages, and even the right to board planes and trains, subways, et cetera, et cetera. There are also interconnecting repercussions for families, friends, associates, and businesses both in and outside of China, according to the investigative reporter on this subject. And now those monitors are being activated outside of China. He explained the restaurant manager, Ryan Pan, said the cameras are there to track people for China's social credit system, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, China already has such facilities and cameras with about 1,000 restaurants worldwide. And it's being accepted, embraced, inculcated in restaurants around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, for the table to be watched. And why is that purpose? What is the purpose? Supposedly, ladies and gentlemen, to protect the people from we ourselves because of the potentiality of spreading COVID-19. It's the premise that this is being promulgated on a global basis. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I want to emphasize is the fact that the Chinese Communist Party's social credit system is now invading the Western Hemisphere. It is now in Canada. It is around the world and just about 1,000 restaurants. You might say, well, that's minuscule on a global basis, but it's on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen. And we're watching it being inculcated in America under the guise of COVID protection, that somehow, some way, we can't protect our own health, that the government's got to do so. We're going to talk about several aspects and avenues of that in this broadcast today. We're watching Christian persecution being increased in America, and it's on the premise and on the basis that we've got to protect Americans from themselves because we do not know how to protect ourselves from the standpoint of the health problem called COVID-19. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what's happening in China today is the social credit system that allows people to be free based on their willingness to comply, to bow, to bend, and to comply with every demand of China. I translate that for America. We're being told that you've got to have today, you need to have the COVID vaccination, that you need to have some kind of symbol, some kind of mark, some kind of QR code, some kind of vaccination COVID pass that will allow you to get on a plane, get on a Lyft, get on a Uber to be able to buy, sell, trade, eat, enter a business, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the fast track for implementing that same thing in America. Of course, it's not called a social credit system. In the state of New York, it is now the Excelsior Pass, and the Excelsior Pass, created by IBM, has been instituted in the state of New York for the express purpose of following those to be able to validate a person that's already had the, quote, full vaccination, that is, both shots if it is required, to be fully vaccinated. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, it's been proven that out of the multitudes that have been fully vaccinated, thousands and thousands of them are still coming down with COVID. So it proves, proof positive, ladies and gentlemen, that it does not prevent the COVID pathogen. There is a reason, there is a mindset, there is a motive for what we see taking place in America today, and that is to wed the Chinese system of the social credit system of having some way to identify every person on the planet that is in the nation of China is now being promulgated and pushed around the globe. And a good social credit system in China today, ladies and gentlemen, you can travel, you can rent an apartment, you can go to college, you can get on a plane or train, you can do whatever you feel as a, quote, and be viewed as a free citizen, as long as you adhere to all that China says that you must do. Part and parcel of that is to report any Bibles, to refuse to bow to anything that's called spirituality, Christianity. It is to snitch on your family, snitch on moms and dads, to snitch on your church, your pastor. It is to report anything that China views as being against the Chinese Communist Party governmental system. Ladies and gentlemen, all that we see taking place in China today is on the fast track to come to America, where every citizen, all human beings, can be watched and monitored and controlled. Bibles, churches, preaching is now shut down in China. Christianity is under scrutiny and under serious attack in China today, ladies and gentlemen. And we're on the fast track for that in America. Of course, it's not being called that which we call Christianity today. It's not being called that. But as we'll see in a moment, as we look further into the potentiality of it being our being brought under the Chinese Communist Party's social credit system, it is now under the guise of having a COVID vaccination to be fully vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you see a problem in America? Are we on the fast track for total control of American citizens? Are you concerned about it? Does it bother you? The Lord Jesus himself said, keep in mind, if the world hates you, speaking of Christians, remember it hated me first. And ladies and gentlemen, we must remind ourselves today that what we're seeing taking place is sin. It is a demonic delusion that's permeating society today. And in Proverbs 14:34, the Bible says, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see happening in our society today. It is a global thing, but it is permeating society in America today. We must recognize that that's on the fast track that ultimately will come to full fruition in our nation, watching this on the track that we see taking place today. It is something that we need to be concerned about. It is something that we need to be going before God and recognizing that only he can deliver us from the ultimate devastation that we see taking place and the potentiality of it. Ladies and gentlemen, today in America, through the Biden administration, and by the way, he has signed approximately 80 executive orders. And for those that have analyzed the executive orders, one of the Christian writers, I believe it was Tony Perkins, that made the statement that over half of them have been those that will undermine faith, family, and freedom in our nation as we know it today. We need to understand that we're on the fast track for what we see taking place in China today. Now, of course, a lot of people say, well, the Biden administration, in fact, I've listened to some of the Communist Network news commentators as they interview people rejoicing in what Biden is doing because he's spreading so much cash around the nation that somehow, some way, it's blinding the people because we're watching the stock market increase. We're watching major income, major personal income increase, and as a result of that, people are looking at that rather than looking at the undermining of the morals, ethics, and the values, the faith, the freedom, and the family of our nation. Here is an article that is from the American Alliance Defending Freedom, Christine Wagner. And this is what this article says. These past 100 days have been concerning for many people. Each month seems to bring more news of President Biden's threatening of our family and our freedoms. Within 24 hours of his inauguration, President Biden has already signed an executive order instructing federal agencies to reinterpret federal laws and regulations that prohibit sex discrimination, including Title IX, to include gender identity. The Biden administration denied both science and common sense and declared that the real biological differences between men and women do not matter at all. But President Biden didn't stop there. He also instructed a rule that forces religious colleges and universities to violate their beliefs by opening their dorms, including dorm rooms and shared shower spaces, to members of both or the opposite sex or both sexes. President Biden's first 100 days have amply proven he has no intention of governing as a moderate. He has already embraced a far-left progressive agenda that will bring great harm to America, American families, our faith, and our freedom in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm warning, I'm ringing the warning bell, I'm blowing the warning trumpet. I am screaming from the top of the wall that we're in danger in America. And it's not just simply crying wolf, as the old cliche goes. It's putting us on notice, ladies and gentlemen, that as Christians, we're on the fast track of being in the position that Christians in China are in today, where there's persecution, prosecution, putting in encampments, brainwashing, and the absolute destruction of life and the family in China as a result of a faith in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We're in that position today. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, Biden agenda, undermine life, family, and religion. A web page created by the Family Research Council called Tracking the Biden Administration shows that more than half of the president's executive orders have one focus. Listen to this statement. One focus: to undermine life, family, faith, and religious freedom. End quote. At the 100-day mark of the Biden administration, it has become evident that President Biden's call for unity and healing on day one of his presidency was nothing more than a rhetorical diversion, as he has demanded conformity to policies and priorities that threaten to lurch America to the left in a historic proportion, said the FRC President Tony Perkins. FRC found that 62 executive actions that most of them undermine the family and faith in our future. As our tracking the Biden administration report shows, President Biden has moved at a record-setting pace to enact far-left anti-family, anti-faith agenda, according to Perkins. He has already racked up a record of targeting people of faith and the faith-based organizations by demoting religious protections and demanding uniform affirmation of the transgender ideology. Those who hold to the biological reality and the doctrines of the world's major religions are being put in a position of either violating their consciousness or being treated by the government as second-class citizens, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly where we are today. That's exactly what we see taking place. I want us to think, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, how should we then live? How should we respond? What should we do? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break for about 1 minute. At the end of the news break, we'll come back and continue our thoughts on facing the issues today with the subject, China policy in America, question mark.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.